Hello, everyone. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered, where I talk all about clean, family-friendly TV shows and movies that I grew up with. I'm your host, Jennifer. And in today's episode, I'll be talking about myself, my background, and why I created this podcast more in depth. So I'm a homeschool mom of three kiddos and a small business owner. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and I have a confession to make. I was a TV addict as a child. I never went outside to play because there wasn't a TV. If you've seen the movie, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, the little boy, Walter, when his big brother says, don't you ever go outside? And the little brother says, and Walter says, nah, no TV, no prizes. That was me. And I have a close friend of mine that told me that I'm the smartest person she's ever met who watched so much TV as a child, because she says in her lifetime, she has met people that watched way too much TV growing up, ended up not being the brightest people in the world. So why was I a TV addict? Well, let me give you a little background on that. I grew up in a broken home. My parents were divorced. My parents divorced when I was 8 years old. And if any of you have been through a divorce as a kid, you'll know that there's usually a lot of arguing, bickering between the parents. There's usually a lot of arguing and name calling and other drama between the parents, and the children usually get the short end of the stick. Well, between my parents arguing and hating each other and going back and forth between different houses, dealing with new relationships, I found refuge in television. The television became my family. The television was my friend. It was a constant. It never judged me, and it was always there for me. And I found a kinship among the TV characters that I watched. Back then, TV and movies was definitely an escape from reality for me. Because I watched so much TV, I became known as the walking TV guide of my family. I could tell you every show that was on TV, on every single channel, what night of the week it was on, the names of the actors, and so much more. So now that I shared that part of my life with you, I want to explain why I made this podcast. Personally, I don't watch modern TV. I'm old school. I continue to watch old TV because it's what I loved. And I've always wondered why, and my kids ask me why too. And I'll leave a link in the show notes to a TED Talk TV by someone that actually did a small speech on why we rewatch shows that we've seen before and movies that we've seen before. It was really interesting. But anyways, this show is mainly going to talk about those shows, the old shows. I won't be talking about anything recent simply because I didn't grow up with it, and I honestly don't have any interest in current television shows. From what I see in commercials and little clips I've seen, they just don't appear to have any entertainment value for me. Everything I watch with my children to this day are the shows that I grew up with. We don't binge watch every single day, but we have our little calendar of days where we watch certain shows. And I want to share that with you. From what I've seen, people searching for family-friendly TV shows, I see recommendations that surprise me. And I think so many people are missing out on the classic stuff that I grew up with, where you actually learn stuff. They taught morals. And personally, as a Christian, I'm very careful with the things that I let my children watch and the ideas that are put into their heads. Because I believe what the Bible says about being careful about what we fill our minds and our hearts with. Additionally, the classic TV was very family-centered. There were more shows with a nuclear family, which is something that's definitely missing in today's society. And I cherish the old TV days so much because I believe it was also, an old TV was just written better. It was produced better. Gives me a greater appreciation for stunts and all kinds of different things where people in the TV industry had to be more creative in how to make the script come to life, whether with stunts, with animal actors, which is another thing we don't see very much anymore because everything is computer animated. And I just have a deep appreciation and passion for old TV, and I want to share that with you. One Bible verse that comes to my mind is Philippians 4:8 that says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And that's exactly what I'm trying to teach my children. They have such a great appreciation for old TV. And when they see some things of newer TV, it has no interest to them. Granted, they haven't been on this earth as long as I have. But as I stated before, I'm very careful about what my children watch, and I only want them to focus on the things that were noteworthy or praiseworthy or admirable, shows that have more positive storylines, that show community, honesty, love, friendship, being humble, putting someone else's needs above your own. That's what I hope to share with you all. Now, it's funny how God created my path in life because, as I stated before, I grew up as a TV addict and I ended up going to college and getting my degree in communications and media and TV studies, which I ended up landing a job with CBS Television back in the day. So, and during my time at CBS, which was a blast, by the way, I hope to share some of those moments with you with when I'm talking about certain shows. My time at CBS allowed me to actually meet some of the actors that I grew up watching, which was so cool. And I got to thank a lot of them for entertaining me and helping me get through my parents' divorce. And I got to meet some of the creators of some of the best shows that I grew up with as well. So it was really like full circle in my life. And I just feel so blessed to have those experiences. I hope you continue on this journey with me and enjoy watching the shows and movies that I recommend and tell me what you think. I would love to get your opinion. I know we're not going to agree on everything. Some people may think some things are cheesy. Honestly, I don't know what cheesy really is because I have nothing negative to say about any of the shows or movies I'll be talking about because I love them all. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about them on this podcast. We're all busy parents, but overall, I don't know too many parents that have the time to binge watch everything that I will be discussing in my shows. I've already done all the work for you because I've spent years watching these shows and know them inside out and upside down. I would love to get your opinions on the things that you do watch and your children's opinions. I want to hear from you. Visit my website at familytvuncovered.com and send me a message. If you like this podcast, please leave a review and help me grow it. And also share it with your family and friends that you think will enjoy this content as well. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode. That brings us to the end of this Family TV Uncovered episode. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about me. Tune into our episode next week where I'll be talking about the Torkelsons. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.